Blog Talk Radio.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel big. Round and round, that pulse she go. That sound it makes when she hit the floor. Boom. I'm gonna take her to my room. For sure. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
P-Crap BNP, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's gonna make me dance.
Make it rain. Ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be killed. LOC. Three Perners. Yo. Yo.
Money ain't a thing.
BKP and T. All the ENT. Big Brother Entertainment. Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio. J-Dog. V-Dog. Ain't afraid of pics. Let's go.
You wanna see some ass.
And in Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
Rain, make it rain.
Where you from?
Make it rain, bitch. I'ma make it rain.
15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah, why
yeah.
You playing,
bro?
I wanna see some ass.
So what you saying,
man? Sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 168 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building.
Make it rain,
Dolly. You going ham, bro? Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid Pink. Let's go!
Y'all boy, nigga,
made
new
feet
in the club. Y'all think y'all stuck. These hoes on my dick trying to get a little taste.
So fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? I thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kid, get the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid, I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I'm a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes, Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation?
Yes.
Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
Living with club, he's a place for the gift. Cause she looked in the mirror and it gave me the shit. But he was getting hit for the grab of a shit. When he hit it, it would sound like this. But I'm on the understanding. It's just no matter what, I go on and clock my shit. When he hit it, it would sound like this. No matter what, I go on and clock my shit. Yo, this is a Where They Do That Radio exclusive.
Thank you. Fonte, you on the beat.
What up, Mike?
Hey, can I?
Yo, this is the real beat of that radio.
It's real life right now.
You know what I'm talking about?
Look.
Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs, but feeling like Maria City Love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs, but feeling like Maria City Love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. Guess that's why I'm in a rush to get our love on. Now, I ain't the kind of kid that really make love songs. But feeling like a real city love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. This is why I'm in the rush to get a love on. Now I ain't the kind of chick that really make love songs. But feeling like a real city love Jones. You the kind of chick that make a nigga love home. This is why I'm in the rush to get a love on. I know you like the deal. I know you like how. I know you like yourself. I know you like why. But I am so for real. It is what it is. I wanna share some bills. I wanna share freedom. Yeah, share freedom. Not to come to see you, you know where I live. Let's get a building. I'm doing right. Fuck, I need a family to share a different life. Don't mean to wish you be, but I ain't got no kind of place. Be a tech, oh, bad every day. So I feel it. Why should we just enough? I'm going to the mother, and you a damn
hit a lid, but she set it up. She just
the gangster bitch. This gold at the bottom, shining on you hoes. Keep a hand never dead, manicure toes. See a fool in the seat, anything goes. She ride me on the toes, I say, game mean. She a professional, we make a perfect team. She play a position, play a position, I hand in you. Necessary, never scary, and it comes to green. Green, pull her home black, black, and got her own green. She a player, nigga, quick. Sell him a dream, sell him what he wanna hear, rip his pocket tight, and bring it back to daddy, cause I'm a everything, and she my pistol patron, and I'm a golden grain, she my dream come true, and I'm my only wish, and if you rest know who she is, that's my kid, I got a down ass bitch, always down the ride, she my down ass bitch, and she gon' stay by my side, I got a down ass bitch, know how to ride dick, she my face, mama, sit now on my down ass bitch, put your hands up. If you got down ass bitch, put your hands up. Put your hands now on my down ass bitch, put your hands up. If you got down ass bitch, start to stand up.
Ride me, 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 Wanna ride me, guide me. Watch out, there ain't one.
Yo, y'all, real talk. I'm finna go to the question. I'm gonna join. Y'all know who this is. Little Devil, stand up. I want your very own. It's your man, Tone Trump. And it's gonna call up in the morning. Real talk. Ride with know what it is.
City, you know, checking in for my homegirl, Rare Breed.
True that, true that, true that. Now what's up? That's what's happening, man. Yo, real talk, how you enjoying the ride on the wild side so far?
Hey, man, it's kind of crazy, you know, the weather and everything, but, you know, it's all good.
True that, true that, true that. How you enjoying the tunes and the artists here on where they do that radio? How you vibing with them? You know what I'm saying? I know the weather out here is just like stupid with Newbie, but you know what I'm saying? How you enjoying these artists on the air so far?
Yeah, they coming up, man. They coming up. I like that. Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man.
That what's up. Well, hey, man, I got about 22 million listeners live, and, you know, we got a whole bunch of folks that definitely locking in, a little over 25,000 calling in live tonight, man. Yo, who you want to send them shout-outs to?
Well, you know, I'm just shouting out to, you know what I'm saying, the you, you know, in the house, you know what I'm saying. We ride, you know, and, you know, the UE of I as well, and, you know, the whole ATL, man, you know.
True that, true that. That's what's up. That's what's happening. Real talk. Well, man, you know what I'm saying? I want you to just stay on the line and just hold it down, man, because we got more of exclusive joints. We got plenty more where that came from, so you already know what it is. Real talk, we're going to definitely keep giving you more of what you need, and yes, indeed, real talk, you already know what it is, man. This is your boy, J-Dawg. I'm finna see what's up, finna see what's up, see what we got there on the line, because it is Miss Red Breed Monday. We're finna see what's up, see if we get on the line. Yo, caller, the last four digits of your number, you know your number, but I'm going to give it to you anyway, is 6141. You know what it is. What's up? What's good with you?
You know, dog. What's going on? What's the business?
Well, the business is, man, it was Labor Day, but you know what? I was working like it was a regular work day.
That was, I don't know what's why. I thought I was. Well, I was working, but you know how my work day is. My work day is fun. I don't have a job. I have a career.
I hear you. You know, I need to rephrase that. You know, it wasn't really work, but in a way it was. Kind of felt.
It's not work when it's something you enjoy doing.
There you go.
You feel me?
You know, so I can't call it work because I enjoyed every minute of it. So definitely that's what's up. That's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of major stuff popping off, man. We're getting prepped for this week, man. It's going to be an excellent week. You know what I'm saying? It's a little wet outside out here in the A, but, you know, we're staying dry and keeping it live out here, you know, all the way down on WTDTA Radio. So, you know what I'm saying? We're waiting on your special guest to definitely call in, check in, see what's up, see what's happening. You know, tell us a little bit about the guests we're going to have on tonight, so, you know, kind of let the fans know what to expect and what's really getting ready to pop off.
Well, I have a blast from the past. I have an artist by the name of MCL. If you're familiar with Louisiana, any of the Louisiana artists, Cash Money, of course, you know what I'm saying? He's battled Cash Money. He wrote for the Ghetto Boys. He's worked with UGK, but his name is MCL. And he was very popular during the 90s. And he was actually getting ready to have a deal with Cash Money or, what was the other group? Drawing a blank. No Limit. So,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? He was very popular. You know what I'm saying? He's actually getting ready to make a comeback. So, okay. You know, it's that I was blessed to get to know him as a person. He's a very cool person. And basically, mm-hmm. I'm going to let him tell his story and tell you guys what he's got going on.
All right. Sound like a plan. Now, give me the last four digits of his number again.
9088.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna definitely be on the lookout for him to call back in because I got a million and one numbers in this thing, but I don't see that number as of yet. I think I seen it earlier, but we're waiting on him to definitely call back in to check in.
Okay.
But in the meantime, wait a minute. Speaking of the devil, I think I just seen him. I just got real talk. See, all right, what? Look, boy, perfect time. I'm telling you, boy, man. Look, boy, I think you got a GPS down there or something. I mean, you ain't tell me about. Real talk. It is what it is. This is WTDTA Radio. I'm gonna see if we can bring our special guest on to see what's up, see what's happening, see where you're doing it at, because it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these local artists, definitely spitting the flame, and national artists that have definitely changed the game. So without further ado, let's see if we can bring our guest on right quick to see what's up, see what's happening, see where they're doing it at. Yo, real talk. Call if you can hear my voice. You can definitely hear my voice. Definitely live, coming in loud and clear. 22 million strong. Who got that thing on? Let's go.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. What's up?
Yo, what's
up? What's up? Tell the world who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio. Yo, I think you.
Is it still there? Man, I think we just lost him, man. He's having a little technical difficulties. Oh, my goodness. Maybe he have to call back in. We're going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it open. He was on for a second. I don't know what happened. Maybe he'll call back in. We're going to see what's up. This is what we're going to do, though. We're going to keep it all the way 100. There you go. All right, I got somebody coming in on the line right now. This is what we're going to do, man. Yo, caller, you know, our special guest, we need to just press one on the dial. If you can hear my voice, press one on the dial, light it up so we can definitely bring you on and do what we do in the meantime, in between time. It's all about the urban experience, and it's all about these G's definitely getting in where they fit in. And like I told you before, man, we got a lot of exclusive joints, a lot of local artists definitely holding it down. This next joint I'm getting ready to run is from my man Legion of Legends, CO the Vet. And yours truly, you know who it is. My man H is. The joint is called Do Something Real Talk. Remember, you're locked in live to WTDTA Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. Baby, come on. Okay. Game been going down for nothing. Why we got a president? World star hip hop. The only favorite reason we got the game to run the game. So you're going to need a second win. Open up your mind, people. Take a second win. Super cool, it's everybody take the law. Yeah, I love my city like I love the air. But I wouldn't hold my breath for anybody there. Yeah, yeah. Come on, bring me back in. Come on, yeah. Nowadays, everybody taking sides. It ain't enough respect in the city, everybody's died. Yeah, I got vision, I can leave the blind with open eyes. Everybody got temperance, go run. Yeah, a town full of false savers. Yeah. I know more dead than my grandma and the tall paper. Don't nobody give a damn in the law, hey. Everybody going in, I'm worried y'all save me.
It's following each other too much.
Put time on niggas, man. Not me, baby. Hey, yeah, karma got them real bad. Off the weed game and a couple Gucci bags. Are we really bringing Brooklyn back? The truth ain't hard to find. You can't have to Google that. No more teachers. No more students. No more laws. Home and school. This job is to the point where we all lose. Damn. So hard till I pause. Everybody move me.
Yeah.
Maybe. Holla back. Holla back, Legion. I feel you.
I feel you.
I'm watching my haters off in my rear view. I've been grinding all night because the bills do. Making real moves, and I'm doing what the real do.
Real.
I used to grind, sell the stress, leave me alone. But I'm good because it only made me strong. Feel wouldn't change shit. I love going through the struggle. It made me be a man and help her break my hustle. Hustle, hustle. I try to tell these niggas I'm back at it, my nigga. Black president, like what that's supposed to mean. The niggas still getting jacked far out the wing. Niggas still getting their dough, kick no shit. No job, still hard to find his back and let it go. I ain't in the doing tracks to make you dance silly. I do it for the struggle, so stay out for every city. This how we rockin', but the topic not an option, I'm lying. Better do something, get rich and die trying. The young still be trying to follow us. They need to be a leader, not a follower. Let's get it. Be a leader, my nigga. Don't try to follow us. There's a lot of nigga losing their pride. They'll swallow up. There's a lot of bandwagon trying to stay side with us. Taking care of our kids like fucking got you proud of us. Sometimes I think about the sideways before now. The one already too bad, but when it go down, what goes around comes around. There's karma, ain't it?
On the low, bro, I was so broke. Fell to my last red cent. Had to do something. My job support was doofy. And lost my job. Boy, got fired. Went to the street and got hired. Trapping all night. I was so tired. Then I woke up. From the nightmare, I was chained. What you thinking, dead? I'm not. Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said that I was hot. But she blew me. This woman is trying to cool me. I think since the track is too big. I think that she knows me. But I Man, I know her. She must be my persona. She looks so good, and I'm getting beat because I want her. She's ripping favorite shit. I'm making moves. On the beat, I'll make a groove. Cry with my ambition. She's buying her two prospects. Such as the 26 and you still have the pounds. And but picture me rolling. Lord knows I hit it up until the end of time. Me against the world, only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary, Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up when thugs cry on my block. I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many fears have to feel it's fundamental and never change. Just a different day. Fame.
Watch me.
Yeah. Like I woke up on the wrong side of the bed this morning, man. I'm just tired of all this shit. I know how sick he felt when he felt ready to die. Same old problems, sick of letting bullshit slide. Seeing the same faces, been working and clucking the same places. Dusty shoes, dirty laces. Sick of the white man, top of the total hope. Kids that I've had, they understand me, let me go. I feel like Bobby Brown when he made his prerogative. I'm tired of struggle, tired of being positive. I'm tired of selling drugs and all I was fucking drugs. Give me fresh shade, the stage wasn't good to be loved. I'm tired of behaving and not slapping the perpetrators. I'm tired of lying, tired of people, tired of playing hate. Tired of rappers who started to sit last week. Request on my space, all rapping on black beats. I'm tired of whisper thinking, tired of being a nice guy. This is what it sounds like, right? I'm tired of being on the wrong side of the track.
Y'all know what it is.
I'm
Y'all know what it is. Real talk. This is your boy J Dog coming to you live on WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. I think we got a special guest to definitely lock back on the line. Yo, caller, our special guest, which number ends in 9088. Could I please get you to press 1 on the dial so we can definitely bring you on live on WTDTA Radio. Real talk. It is what it is. It's all about the urban experience, and it's all about these G's holding it down, doing what they do. Yo, we're trying to definitely, you know, turn up to a whole nother level. Yo, any MC, any artist inside there that definitely want to get their content in rotation and definitely spread it across the nation, you can hit us up at 347-940-318. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely send your content in to GamerZone36@yahoo.com. Real talk, you already know what it is. Yo, but without further ado, we're going to go back to the line to see what's up, see what's happening. This is the urban experience like never before. We're definitely getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, caller, last 4 digits of your number is 9088. You're definitely back in the building. Who we got checking in, man?
Got MCL in the house, baby. Finally got through.
All right, all right. That's what's up. That's what's happening, man. We glad to definitely have you back on the air, holding it down, doing what you do, man. Tell the fans, tell everybody, yo, first of all, where you're calling from. Let us know where you're doing it at. And let us know definitely what's up, what's happening with you, and what we can definitely, you know, get at you with more of this exclusive content out here we're getting ready to bring back to the game, man.
All right, right now I'm on the East Coast. I'm way up past New York. I'm up in New Hampshire right now, working in studios out here right now, working on a new project. But I'm based out of New Orleans, Louisiana, Seven Wall, New Orleans, Hall Heads for Life, you know. And
okay.
I'm working on a new project right now. It's called Cancel Christmas, letting the artists know I'm coming back so they can just cancel all their holidays because I'm coming to take it back, you dig?
Okay.
In the 90s with this.
That was up. That was happening. Man, now, Ms. Rep Reed, you know, she was definitely giving us a rundown on all the different groups and so forth that you work throughout the industry. So, man, I just want to just kind of just for you to share with the fans and all of our listeners, just, you know, kind of your expertise and your experience in the industry, you know what I'm saying? So, we got a lot of brand new MCs, a lot of artists definitely trying to get in the game on the line, man. So definitely just let them know from your background, some of the different groups that you work with and just different things, you know, that you've accomplished, you know, in your music career.
Yeah, well, I started out with Cash Money Records way back in 1994, like before Hot Boys and all them, Juvenile and all them. I was one of the first artists on Cash Money Records, and things ain't worked out there. Started messing with Rap-A-Lot Records, write music for the Ghetto Boys, Bushwick Bill. Then I went on to collaborate with pretty much every group down south in that era, 8-Ball, MJG, Underground Kings. I used to open up shows for Ice Cube, Spice One, MC8, pretty much everything down south at that time. I was doing it with them.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Now, you know what I'm saying? With that type of experience, and definitely, man, what hell of a background and resume, man. Real talk. What have you seen as one of the major changes in the game in terms of just, you know, I know when the internet really, you know, jumped off and really made it easier for music to be distributed on one side, what is one of the major changes you actually saw took place just from a whole list in terms of the industry standpoint?
I say commercializing. More artists just saying what the people want here instead of coming from the heart with the true life experiences.
Mm-hmm. It
was like you had to talk about what you was going through. Now people ain't even got to be rich, but they talk about being rich, you know what I mean? Don't own a Lamborghini, but they talking about driving a Lamborghini, you know what I mean? And that ain't real. Tupac is much
right.
Real. He used to talk about the pain. He used to talk about everything, the good times, everything. Now everybody just saying whatever it takes to get themselves heard. That's, to me, that's commercial, you know what I mean? It's a gimmick.
That's right.
That's what changed the most to me.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, since you brought that up, that is so true. That's one of the reasons why WTDTA Radio was actually brought into existence, to provide to our listeners an alternative. And as you can tell from a lot of the artists that you're hearing, a lot of local artists, a lot of, you know, realness, you know what I'm saying? And I say this time and time again, when you look at the industry as a whole, and you look at just, you know, how many different things have changed and the different types of music that we have now, I still feel that there's so much more that can be done, you know, especially, you know, from a standpoint around with this level of technology that we have. You know, we should have more real music on the airwaves. But, you know what I'm saying, I work in media, so I understand how the powers that be, how they work, you know, how they market and what
pretty much how the whole thing lays down. But you know what I'm saying? We got to have more of this real music back in the game. You know what I'm saying? And this is why I really feel that a lot of the artists that we're promoting here on Where They Do to That Radio, you know, artists like yourself that, you know, kind of, you know, matter of fact, understand and know how hip-hop has changed and where it needs to be brought back to. Now, and with that being said, just what do you feel, you know, just really needs to be re-implemented back into the game?
We need a hero, man. We need another Tupac. We need another Biggie. We need another person that's going to really just stand out and be themselves. I mean, I love Lil Wayne from my hometown. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But Lil Wayne do a lot of the same thing. You know what I mean? I ain't mad at him. I ain't hating the appeal to the masses. I mean, if it works, it sells, it gets your money, you know what I mean? But to me, it's more than just the money. It's the music. It's from the soul, from the heart. And that's what I just want here. And I think these rappers need to dig down and make the pain sell, too, because we can see through it when it ain't real, you know what I mean? But, hey,
that's
I ain't hating it. Me, I'm going to keep it real.
There you go. There you go. I mean, you know what? Real recognize real, man. And like I tell everyone, man, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's not living that fairy tale bullshit, man. You know, everybody, you know, when I look out my window, I see a lot of stuff. When I pick up the newspaper, I read a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So if the music is not reflecting what I'm around and what I'm involved in and what in the realness of aspect and everything is kind of put on a whole different level, I ask myself time and time again, who the fuck are they talking to? Where is that at? You know, I'm saying, you know, this is where they do that at, man, because real talk, you know, it is what it is. So it's like, you know, from my standpoint, you know, so I definitely feel you, man. I definitely feel you. And as you can tell, you know, as you listen to this broadcast, you get a chance to listen to a lot of these young artists definitely going hard in the paint. You really understand and know. I know you will definitely understand and know and definitely appreciate, you know, a lot of young artists definitely taking pride in this craft and really doing their best to definitely take this game back to where it once was, man.
Definitely, definitely. Just listening to the music that you was playing, you playing some local artists, and them local artists, they keeping it real. I heard what they was talking about. They're not trying to appeal to the masses. They're playing it for the
That's
people
right.
who love real, real music, you know what I'm saying? Real hip-hop, real hardcore rap music. I could tell what you was playing. I could feel that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm with
like
Rare Breed and people like Rampage and Big Psych from the Outlaws. These are the kind of people I'm taking it back to the roots. You know what I mean?
Right. Because we got to definitely take it back. We got to definitely take this whole thing back to an era where, you know, so everybody really understand and know really what the business is. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, it's all about this urban experience. It's not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. And this music is such one of the world's most influential music genres. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop music, you know, do your research. Hip-hop music is one of the most influential music genres in the world. And, you know, and we had a statistic to prove it. You know, 22 million listeners that tune into our broadcast every night, they're not all just here in the United States. We have folks in Asia, Bangkok, North, South, and West Africa, Russia, Ukraine, you know what I'm saying, all across the globe. And I know a lot of folks, you know, even with the emails that I get and the responses from a lot of the artists, you know, they might not can't speak English very well, but they know a lot of these artists' songs verbatim. And, you know, and so it just really just lets you know how much of an impact this culture represents. So it makes perfect sense for us to be bringing some realness into this thing. You know what I'm saying? So
that's the beauty of the new technology we have. It's a blessing and a curse because the curse is the music get leaked out a lot more. You know what I mean? And the game changed like that. But in a good way, I be talking to people all from Russia who know about my music and call me one of my biggest fans and stuff. That's the beauty of the internet. So I'm not too upset about the way the game changed with the new technology. It's a blessing, too, because it gives local talent and new coming artists a chance to exploit their musical talents, too, you know?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Now, you know what I'm saying? You definitely mentioned some greats that you had a chance to definitely work with. You know, UGK definitely being one of my favorite groups, you know, you're representing here in the South. You know, I was always a Ghetto Boy fan, you know what I'm saying? Big Us, my man, Scarface, you know what I'm saying? Bushwick Bill. Man, I remember, man, when the very first, like, cassette I got of the Ghetto Boys, you know what I'm saying? Had, you know, it was the camo that they had with the had the station wagon that had the spray painted Ghetto Boys on there. And I remember popping that joint in, and it was like, yo, this is what's up. And it's like, you know, when I talk to a lot of, you know, younger artists, you know what I'm saying, coming into this game and doing what they do, it's like, okay, you know, in order for you to know where you're going, you got to know where you came from. And so it's like, it's always good to pay homage and understand and know really the direction of where this game is getting ready to go or where it needs to go. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, but some of the things, you know, since you've been in the industry, you know, on a lot of different levels with a lot of different types of artists and different things, I'm going to put you on the spot just for a second. I got a lot of fans that's out there. You know, what is the most tripped out thing you've seen in the game working with a lot of these guys, man?
With the famous artists, you mean?
Yeah, like...
Like Underground Kings and all them, the most tripped out things I've seen working with them, that freaked me out the most was the professionalism. Those dudes are like, I don't know, your favorite quarterback in the pocket. It's amazing to see how those dudes work. They go from being a wild out in the VIP, popping bottles, craziest person you know, and then snap back to being the most serious. We'll grab somebody by their throat, the engineer, if they music ain't high sound and stuff. The most freaked out thing I've seen is the versatility and attitude in the artists and stuff. I've seen the craziest things go down in the studio from one end of the spectrum to the other. I'm talking about I'm partying in the club with Snoop Dogg one night. And then the next night we got a concert and his sound check ain't right. And now all of a sudden he the most serious, angriest. Like,
exactly.
It really freaked my head out because I'm the same way. And I thought I was the only one, but every artist I know like that.
I feel you, you know.
The most freaked out event I seen was when Death Row Records came to New Orleans and had a big fight on Canal Street, New Orleans. It was crazy.
Oh, man. I heard about that shit, yeah.
Yeah, and Dr. Dre went to the hotel and stuff. We was all together that night. Things just got out of control.
I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, man. You know, it's a lot of stuff that goes on, you know, even now today. A lot of things, you know, with a lot of the artists that are in mainstream media. A lot of things, you know, from one side of perspective to the other. The key thing that we all got to remember is that, you know, the ones that are truly doing what they're supposed to do and are definitely in the position that they're in, you know, just like you said it earlier, man, you know what I'm saying? If it's flawed, if it ain't real, we see through that shit. You know what I'm saying? But the ones that are doing it, we can also see that as well. You know,
yeah,
I just really...
You know a gimmick when you hear it. You know when people just saying things just to make the club bounce and stuff compared to talking to about true life situations and stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes you got to loosen up. Sometimes you got to loosen up for the crowd. It's true. But I mean...
That's right.
Like I said, Tupac is my hero. And just about every song he sang, I can relate to some part of my own life, you know? And that's what I love.
That's right.
I mean,
I'm telling you, man, my man Pop, you know, as well as Biggie, they had an ability to just reach so many different people on so many different levels. And, you know, they wrote music for the people, you know what I'm saying? They did a lot of things, you know, for the industry as well. But also, if you look at it from a realness perspective, if you look at it from a direction, you know, a perception standpoint, they had a game plan for what they really want to do with this craft. And you know what I'm saying? I just wish more artists in the game really felt that same level of dedication and passion. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I cut on the radio. And I know Ms. Rebry, she might have didn't tell you, man. On WTVTA radio, man, we go straight hamburger around here, man. You know, we got a lot of sponsors. We got a lot of folks that definitely, you know, keeping the bills and the lights on and all that good shit. But at the same token, you know, we're going to keep it all the way 100. You know, sometimes the syndication, man, where, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm the first to say it on the air. It's a lot of shit, man. I can't. It's hard for me to listen to, man. It's just I be saying to myself, how the fuck did this shit get on radio, man? I'm like, God damn, you know. But hey, you know, it is what it is. So, but at the same token, it'd be like, God damn, you know. And I ain't gonna put no artists on blast right now. Not at this point of the show. But what I am going to say is, you know what I'm saying, man. It's a lot of BS out there, bro.
I know exactly what you're saying, man. And every day, it's hard for me to listen to the radio, too. I switch dials, I change it, I cut the radio off sometimes, I ride in the car with no music on. I'm just so aggravated with it. But you know what I mean? When you're in a party environment, you're in the club, it's good because you ain't too much listening to the lyrics anyway. But when you're riding, you at home and you want to hear some real shit, you know, it's hard to find nowadays. Like I said, with you, the hero, I'm trying to bring it back to the real. I'm old school. I've been doing this since 92 when I signed with Cash Money. And I ain't never had anybody to call me fake. None of my lyrics fake. Everything I write about, I can tell you a story that inspired me to write it. You know what I mean? It's all true stories. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thrive on. I can't rap about shit I don't know, you know?
There you go. That's like, because you're a real nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to keep it all the way 100. And that's the business, man. Real talk. I tell you what, man. Yo, again, tell the world what's up, what's happening. Let us know what's the name of the new mix joint that's getting ready to drop. You know what I'm saying? I want you to definitely stay on the line with me, man, because I got some old real MCs I'm going to definitely drop on you and definitely, you know, bring to the world. But let everybody know again the name of the mixtape, how they can get at you with all the links. And what I'm gonna do is I got some artists down here and from South Georgia. Matter of fact, they're right around the Savannah area. They call the Delegates. Real talk, they do real music, real hip hop. You know, we got a lot of artists. You finna hear from before the night is done. So man, just real talk, just put the shout out back again. Put all the links out so the fans can definitely get at you, man.
All right, the name of the new project gonna be Cancel Christmas. That's the name of the new mixtape. I'm working with artists like Miss Rare Breed, Much Love, baby. With Essential Media. I got Severe down in South Carolina. We working with him. I'm going back and mess with Bush with Bill again. Me and him been working together since the early 90s. Me and him about to put something together. And Rampage, Big Psych. I got Bang Out Music. I got a whole list of producers. Big Rope. A bunch of different people that I'm working with and a bunch of people that I have yet to get in contact with that's been waiting on me to get in touch with them, too. So the list going to go on and on. In the meantime, shout out Atlanta, my hometown, New Orleans, hard head for life, baby. Everybody, I'm home. We're about to do this again. Reach me at mclinc@gmail.com. You can get all the new stuff coming out.
All right. Real talk, man. We got a special guest in the building. Real talk, you know it is. He ain't going nowhere. He locked down with WTDTA Radio. We're going to drop some more exclusive joints on. Remember, this is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Yo, man, hold the line. We're going to definitely drop some joints on. We'll come back, take some more callers, see what's up, see what's happening, see where you're doing it at on WTDTA Radio.
We'd like to welcome you all for coming out tonight. Jam with us. Like a club. Before we get going, please get that for the band. They're working so hard for us. All them dudes that don't know how to stand, you know what I'm saying? So you fuck with us. We was both 18, meeting in a strange city. He was a country girl and I lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer, smoking jizzy. We was studying hard, I had a job to keep me busy. I was so disrespectful how I ran around the city. Before when you would see me, you would say it was a pity. Drunk and juggling hoes for 2 years, you just watched. I was in and out of dorms with different chickens nonstop. Associates are getting head, a doctrine is slaying cock. I built a reputation, the R. Kelly of the block. Then when I approached you, you were smiling, you wouldn't stop. We was either on the phone or you was chilling at the spot. Young as the limb of love, but the weather was changing, cuz my feelings didn't change, I wanted strange, I wore gloves. I didn't understand it, you screaming, I'm like, fuck. That bitch, it meant nothing, no feelings, I just fuck. But Adam, sorry. I took you through some shit and I'm sorry, that's not love. Them bitches had me gas, I was fast and I know I was.
Now we all grown, it's the past, it's over with. Hope you end up with somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit I put you through, like niggas, they ain't shit. Hope that you can move past it and find you some happiness. Get a husband, buy a crib, get a dog and have a kid. Don't be thinking about that shit that I did, I was a kid. Pain it brings with them, but on top of that, I'm sorry. Moaning and looking back, it's like an episode of Mari. When I see you, when I'm hoping that you're successful, don't blame him for that shit that I did. I know it's stressful. Sorry's not enough, look at how I treated you. Always kept you at a distance when I really needed you. It was a hard lesson, but I learned it though. I started missing you the day that you walked out the door. I never blamed you, cause it was always me. You gave me all your love, I cheated on you constantly. Our family was something that I strived for. Started as a friend, you turned to someone I would die for. I know it wasn't right, I deserved the pain. Went from calm to chaos like a hurricane. My life was reckless, to say the least. I did you wrong and you forgave me when I ran the streets. And I regret the day you always made me lose it. Arguing like we don't know each other, this is useless. We're better than this, I know it's not the end. Baby girl, listen up, tell me where do I begin? I know. Listen, you got me stressing cause I'm needing you. Show me true love, I do it the way I was so mean to you. I cannot proceed with this, I left your heart broke, bleeding, missing something. I need to get off my chest, please take heat with this. I never knew love can take you deeper than me. Sorry for all the wrong and the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart and I mean every word I speak is true. I see and hate you cause they don't see just what I see in you. I took their love for granted, my hope you understand and I never meant to cause you so much pain. That's why I fantasize the love we had. It was a sight to see, a blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, sorry.
Y'all know what it is. That's that was the delegates. Real talk. You know who this
it
is. Nick
like,
at the back.
I'm
my
like
man,
this
is NYC. Corey
like,
Luke.
You got all these niggas.
All these
bitches. Like really out here. Really thinking they talking about something. And niggas ain't saying shit. Like honestly, that's just
honestly,
how I feel.
How I feel.
Really true speaking.
Really
like.
Speaking, like
I don't believe you,
don't
son.
Believe you,
and I could care less if a person even believes what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I know it's real. I know what the fuck I go through, son.
True born, the story of Levi's, sleep on a heater. My mind and body is a weapon, I move like a cheetah. Whip sweet in my feet, open up in between her. My pussy muscles tighter than a snake in Argentina. Been on a hustle for years, so I've been on the come up. Sweet and live, pick it, it, and sit with your number. When it's time. rhyme, get it time. Show up in the summer, get it down. Pick a mind, I'm fucker and gunner. My style wavy like baby. Stunner, homie, I'll punch you in your face. Gunner, lyrics to rain on these niggas and bring it thunder. Yeah, that boom, it's all the boom, I'm out my tool. Reborn, it can't kill me, it can't kill me. Which means the energy with a far face with 2G. Mind of a gold mine, bitch, if I don't mind. Those beats wake up tight with the control mind. Focus mind, all my leisure time. It's peace of mind, I'm at the vibe and at the peace of all the time. Niggas, they don't think, bitches, they don't speak. Nobody seek knowledge, so why would they take heed? Trying to get my heart in that wallet, I'm in the sheet. Four-star player, I ain't even in the mind. Kill a rat nigga like I kill a caterpillar, nigga, the flame. You put your four back like a banana. See, my mates think I'm cool, but I'm cool. And inside, it's like sharks swimming in the pool. And I'm the worst of the worst, no luck with me. Just say a man is chill, he can't fuck with me. You heard? I can see you getting home. Make the feet to your dome. Make niggas shoot with his pants. Smelling to their clothes. Legs shaking, head aching. They got no concentration. Yeah, you would see. Mason, heart flowing and bone facing. They stay hating. Broken act, but I focus fatty in the AM. Can't make a bitch like the DJs in the AM. Flex your playing, but I ain't got money to pay them. Silly ass niggas, don't silly ass niggas. Come outside and warm, silly ass niggas. Take a chain bigger when you see that flame flicker. The flame flicker, put the brick in the damn chain figure. Show off, the boys are pumped and they be watching. Little niggas in the hall, we be plotting. Game a little scary, lame cheat code. Fuck the government, don't talk to cheat code. Mine all fucked out, mine all drugs. I smoke the holy land weed from above. Believe it, achieve it, got the Napoleon. Easy to speak it. Got the heart to kill, it's really, really the feel. But you really know the deal. Things chicken and down, but it's time is in the tail. I'm really real, he really real, so homie chill. Cause nowadays, baby, building off the pill. I ain't the wall walking around, bumping my lips. Who cried in the storm, cause my thoughts see the sticket. Papa was a rapper, mama was a dancer. Now they wanna judge me and baby with the hammer. Storm, there's no camper in the hamper. But when it's scared of the dark, I'll pick storm grammar. Nasty ass nigga, slap fasty ass nigga. Put in the dad, too fast. Sad nigga.
Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind.
Sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
Sometimes stress won't get off my mind.
Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind.
Sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Speak
my thoughts through my rhyme.
Sometimes this stress won't get off my mind.
Sometimes I wander into these deep thoughts. My mind is self-taught. My loyalty can't be bought.
Nah.
A street soldier who used to tote the toast. The sky papers and motor rollers. Cause the coca baker's so.
Come on.
Sometimes I look back and wish I still had it. Till I finally see life and decided to grasp it. Don't get me wrong, your boy's still eating. And every time I hit the studio, no one's straight beef. And it seems like most of these rappers are flow. Why face turn snake and try to pose as your home, huh? Why is the world struggling through poverty? Immigrants taking cheap labor, starting to bother me. My homie said he's struggling to buy diapers. He a lifer that's addicted to this drug cypher. Hit the block, pop a few packs. Got stuck up, turned around, the bus back. Now we doing the murder rap. Got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
Sometimes got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
Sometimes the stress won't get off my mind.
Get this money, you're getting paid. Just making my point, and you can see where I've been. No subliminals about you, what I mean is. Say that dad, so much in me, intention is dead. It's kindness for a weakness, I've always been propagated. This is not a secret.
Yo, this is a where they do that at radio exclusive.
Take your pride in defense, not be in the fences. It's all love with no time for friendships. Business minded, as I mind my business. When I thought I finished, I was born to lead that at times shit finished. Thinking to the brain, tomorrow has been arrived. With their mind, I'm prepared to have this world on my palms. Praying before I rest. My nights like New York, because I still haven't slept. My thoughts keep running as I'm facing success. All those once when I need, I'm starving. If they eat, I still feed.
Watching.
Sometimes, got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes,
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes,
speak my thoughts through my rhyme.
But sometimes, the stress won't get off my mind.
Sometimes, got these thoughts on my mind.
And sometimes,
I be falling off my grind.
Sometimes,
my rhyme. Sometimes I wonder why my mother's a bitch. Never loved the race by my grandmother and a bitch. Sometimes I wish I never moved to PA so I could sit back with my little brother as he plays. Missed a lot of years in the depression, wondering if I made the right decision. Life lessons. Would I have chosen music or the struggle? Either way, no matter what I do, it's still a hustle. Tried to give up on this music, but I couldn't. It's my life in therapy, therefore I probably shouldn't. Is it time being wasted just trying to make it? It's like this rap game is so damn racist. Okay. Not seeing the color of my heart, only my skin. Not knowing all the goodness that's held within. Like a life battle with cancer, I won't win. This a new chapter, so here's where I begin.
Real talk. Y'all know what it is. TKO, this is my man HDS. Y'all know what it is. This is how it's going down, man. Y'all better get your mind right. Yo, y'all know who this is as well. This is a group called Fly Union. The joint is called Airplane. After that, we're going to take off. We're going to fly away and all that good shit. Real talk. This is WTVTA Radio.
You've been sticking on airplane. Ain't got time to take the fast train. My lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My lonely days are gone. I'm going home.
Like I ain't the rapper who mastered all flows, and the reason your girlfriend rocking up Dalton bows. I'm a Carol G and she trying to stick to my code, hoping I open the velvet rope and she get choked. Invitation to smoke on some of the best grown. Talk to her going home to you out the window, get thrown. One man gang, rocking my 10 deep, watching sand feathers on toothbrush, cleaning my sneak. I think the batteries in my remote have been deceased, cause it's been stuck on the same channel for about a week. Refrigerator hurting, ain't much to eat, but it's okay, I'm about to go on tour anyway. I display caramel and chocolate, checkerboard, that's Louis Vuitton, but you know, just step aboard the lift, I won't return to orbit. Living the American dream and driving foreign.
Yeah. Give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take the fast train. My lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My lonely days are gone. I'm going home. Give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take the fast train. My lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My lonely days are gone. I'm going home.
So I do the change from AM to PM. They see him, they want to be him, and I can't help it. I was born on a plane, so when I'm on the runway, I suggest you clear the lane. Not a stain on me, but I got my chains on me. Got a little money, but I'm still the same, homie. But everywhere you see, I can clearly see the face. Just the way you see, calling all your snakes. Try to tell me to wake up, it's not what it seems. I'm still a little boy, dreaming of my dreams. Still got visions of me flying in my Lambo.
Y'all know. Real talk. Yo, real talk. Y'all already know what it is. On WTDTA Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's getting it in where they fit in. Y'all just heard from my man MGL. Real talk. Yo, he's a pioneer that's definitely getting ready to come back in the game. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. And he definitely shared with the world. Real talk. We need more realness in the game. We need more artists like yourself definitely doing what they do. That's why WTDTA Radio is in existence, to give the world the alternative. 22 million fans cannot be wrong. Real talk, don't take my word for it. Yo, it's there. Just research it. Real talk, it is what it is. You definitely got to get in where you fit in. This is the urban experience like never before, where we're definitely taking you on the ride on the wild side. Real talk, I'm finna go to the lines right quick. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see where you're doing it at, because the world want to know. The world is watching. The streets is watching. The streets is listening. Real talk, you already know what it is. Let me go to the line right quick to see what's up, see what's happening, see what you're doing it at on WTDTA Ray. Oh, yo, call up. The last four digits of your number is 493. What it be? You're definitely locked in live with your boy J-Dog. You already know what it is. Who we got checking in, man?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up, man? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I already know what it is. I already know who this is, real talk, man. Ever since, man, oh, my God, man, DJ Cool, Hitman, everybody put me on with that. I've been on like Donkey Kong. Yo, man, did you get a chance to check your Facebook yet, man?
No, not yet, man. You want me to send that shit to you, right?
Yeah, but actually, I sent you something with that joint Fly Away, man. Real talk, like I say, since you've been gone, man, we've been a lot of groundbreaking stuff been popping off, man. And, you know, EA Sports, the main one, has been kind of knocking at the door, as well as Capcom and a couple other video game industry, you know, individuals looking for good content. So, of course, Fly Away was actually it's been in circulation. So you got a little something in your email. You need to check that out on your Facebook. I got the promo.
Oh, shit. I wanted to see if I could do something tonight. I don't normally do this, but would you allow me to do something, man?
Okay, well, that's what's up. What's good, man?
All right, listen. I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, and I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Said I go to the movies and I go downtown. Someone's telling me not to come around. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. No, been too hard living. I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. But it's a long, I said it's a long time coming. But I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Now, I don't sing, right? But this is for everybody that's going through something right now. Everybody who's lost somebody. This is for people who's going through bad times. People who's going through trials and tribulations that they can't normally master. This is for my people who's going through their own personal gray days, man. Sam Cooke made that song simply because he knew a change was going to come. Sam Cooke died shortly after that song was made. Got shot about four or five times by a woman
at a hotel he was staying in over a dispute. But the man was a genius as far as music. If you don't know who Sam Cooke is, look him up. But Sam Cooke got his change simply because the world was fucked up, man. At that time, the shit that the people was going through, the way that they was treating our race, man, it was fucked up. For the simple fact, Sam knew there was a change coming. People even said when they heard that song the first time they heard it, that it was eerie. His own brother said that he didn't feel good about that song. But I'm here to tell you guys that a change is going to come, man. Change got to come for everybody. Sam got his change. His change was basically a different setting in life. He got his life taken. Now he's up there with God, resting, chilling. Change is going to come, whether it's you don't have no more life. Feel a good person on this earth, and you didn't deserve to go, man. Know that them people that didn't deserve to go was up there rocking out with their wings, chilling out with Biggie and Pac, man. They doing their thing up there with God. And if you got somebody who's struggling right now, and you know that they struggling, you bow your head and you pray for them, man. You know that their change is going to come. It's a change coming for everybody. Change came for where they do it at, man. You know, they getting things done for them. And I'm pretty sure that J-Dog probably wouldn't even have dreamed of and fathomed. You mean, things is changing for everybody. And I'm not always a negative person. I don't always come at people neck, man. Tonight I'm going through a lot that I won't speak of, because that's for me to worry about. That's not for y'all to lay y'all heads, you know, looking towards the ground like, damn, he's going through shit. That's none of y'all business. Pretty sure none of y'all motherfuckers will give a fuck about it anyway. Y'all care about my music, and I give y'all this music because I'm going through the same shit that y'all going through, man. So I'll create this music for y'all to uplift off. That's another thing I want to request tonight. I want to hear my song Fly Away, I need something to stop me from crying tonight, man. You know, there's a lot of shit that's going on in my life, and I don't want to tear up tonight, but, you know what I mean, I'd rather, if I do tear up, I want to listen to my song and tear up. It's a lot of shit that's going on in this life, man, a lot of shit that's going on in this world. You don't ever turn to the devilish ways of this mankind. Don't ever turn Illuminati on me, man. Don't ever turn Illuminati on J-Dog, man. We trying to keep y'all from doing that shit. It's a lot of shit that I can say about that, but Jay already got that wrapped up for y'all last night. I ain't even going to take y'all back. Simple fact, I'm asking y'all to just keep y'all faith, man. Bow y'all heads and pray every time that y'all get a chance, man. You don't always got to go pick up that Mac. You don't always got to go pick up that pack, that sack, you know, to push off. You just got to pray sometimes, man. Ask him for forgiveness, and he'll actually give it to you no matter what you have done in this life. So tonight I asked J-Dog to play my song, man. I asked you to play my song, Fly Away. And Jay, what you was trying to say, Jay? I'm sorry, my bad, man. Jay.
Oh, we are back. We are back. Here we go.
So I take off on rocket ships like my dreams. Close my eyes and astral project on objects that seem so unreal. It's un-something that you can't feel. I pull away from my bills. I can't pay the gas. I can't pay the phone. I want to pull out home, but it ain't so violent. So I move in silence. Get my meditation on. This is how I'm feeling. So it's just a break of dawn. I want to crack with the sun. I own a planet. Sometimes I feel as though the galaxy owes me something. So I take off. 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 I take off, I take off, I take off.
Fly away, place where no one knows. Oh, yeah. Oh, how about we just fly away to a place where no one can go. Oh, oh, oh.
Show another element. And the rocks where I live are three times bigger than the elephant. Spaceship fly with no speed limit. I am not from Earth. My mind doesn't dwell in. I see stars, stars shining bright. Cause they right by my window when I sleep at night. My aliens tuck me in and please tuck tight. I do not want these astronauts in my sight. All they do is moonwalk with a bullshit swag. Hate me for light years that I hold in my bag. Moon boots wide cause they do not walk. They just float across atmospheres with light. I can't not breathe, well, yes I can, I think I can, but you can't, man, you are from Earth, I am from another planet, don't blame me, it's the way God planned it.
Fly away to a place where no one knows, oh, yeah, oh, how about we just fly away to a place where no one can go, oh,
we are not the same cause we are Martians. We are not little Wayne, so please pardon. My spaceship glows with neon light. It blinds the earth from that we flight. Flying away so fast, you won't find us. So let your teardrop fall, you behind us. I am from the planet called Nazi. Cause where you from, you cannot see.
We are not the same.
We are Martians. We are not little Wayne, so please pardon. My spaceship glows with neon light. It blinds the earthlings that we fight. Flying away so fast, you won't find us. So let your teardrops fall, you are behind us. I am from the planet called Nazi. Cause from where you are,
you cannot see.
Fly away to the place where no one knows. Oh, yeah. Oh, how about we just fly away to a place where no one can go? Oh, oh, oh. Fly away to a place where no one knows. Oh, yeah. Oh, how about we just fly away?
So I've been through these things for days and nights, carrying the pain, been wrecked, and Lord, and you know it ain't right, but I just won't give up the fight, that's why I'm still here.
Yo, this feels like everybody's going through something. Beat the lyrics now.
It's right in front of your eyes, you can't see it something. Take a look in the Bible, you can't read it something. Take a look at these kids, you can't teach them nothing. They trying to get their Twitter up. Okay, on Facebook, posting pictures up. They get it all nonsense. We all mind better, where the hell is God with? They got the neighborhood police. I see them looking, I don't know them, but they know me. But they don't know me, they mind better too. Yeah, they just train them to go, yeah. What, I'm no dummy, no dummy. Your mind one way to take from me. And I read between the lines and I find everything that I really need to find. I've been through these things for days and nights, carrying the things you've been right, and I'm all that I'm in. And you know it ain't right, but I just won't give up the fight, that's why I'm still here. What
coming. If y'all don't see it, y'all dumb it. Look what happened to Michael. Look what happened to Malcolm. Look what happened to Martin. It could happen to you. It could happen to us if we don't wake up. Look at the floor, y'all. Now we can face up. Deal with your main drama. Deal with your main man. Deal with your family. Let's get a game plan. I'm tired of depression and the hooting and hollering. Be glad you woke up and give thanks to the fathering. Make it productive and trust that follow it. Try and stay focused, cause haters try stopping it, stopping it. And if you grind, then you shall succeed. Cause I'm just in the flow like a pound of that grain. See me? I beat the devil till he on his knees. Cause the Lord is the Lord and the Lord set you free.
Yeah. Cause once it's open, it cannot be closed. No longer will you be blinded by the bling and the clothes, the cars and the hoes. Get dope, set a foundation. Through the show bloodline, we'll have this nation. Through the dividers, tractors.
Real talk, you already know this. This is where they do that radio featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And just like my man Sheen came on earlier, man, let us know, man. He gave us a rendition of Sam Cooke and definitely, you know, brought our minds back to where it really needed to be, man. Real talk, yo, I'm just from everybody that's going through what they're going through, realize and know this, man. Yo, if God don't put no more on you than you can stand, and everything is meant to be a test. You know, and everything ain't meant for you to deal with by yourself. That's why you got the man upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Because a lot of these battles are not meant for us to fight. It's meant for us to step aside and let him take over. That's the hardest part of the whole game, man. It's you know what I'm saying, just, you know, letting him do what he do best. Real talk, man. Yoshin, real talk, you know, like I say, definitely check out that Facebook link, man, because some things, you know, change is definitely coming, bro. It's coming. Real talk. Matter of fact, I'm going to go back to the line. I'm finna see what's up. I'm finna see what's happening. I'm finna see what you're doing today. Real talk on WTDTA Radio. It's all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's holding it down, doing what they do. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know my number, 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Your caller, last 4 digits of your number is 9297. You're definitely in the building, holding it down. 35,000 and counting, 22 million in the queue. Who we got checking in on WTDTA Radio?
Yo, what's good with you, J-Dog, man? This Birthmore just saying where they do that at, straight up.
Straight up. They doing it right here all year. What's good with you, man?
Hey, man, you know, I'm feeling good, feeling real good. Just came, you know, just finished having a pretty decent weekend. It was pretty laid back for me, you know what I mean? I know everything was wild, you know what I mean? So, but like I said, had a pretty good weekend. Just got, you know, a little work done here and there, and you know, been back in the booth putting some funk together, and, you know, just getting in and releasing some funk. So, you know, I'm just trying to get everything straight, you know. That's just had to check on in and see what it is.
Oh, you know, hey, well, you at the right place at the right time, my brother, because we getting it in. Boy, we getting
straight
it in. Real talk, all I'm saying is this right here, man. Yo, for every artist that's affiliated with where they do that radio, we want to let you know that, man, this week is a broadcast you do not want to miss one day of. The reason why is because a lot of things are popping off, a lot of things. And, I mean, I can't even put it all together in the 2 hours they give me to definitely go live to really give you everything. That's why everything is posted on the website, the various links. Man, major movements popping all around. But it's all based upon this movement. It's based upon, you know, the artist doing what they do best, which is being real. You just heard my man, MLG, that was actually, let me get him right. I don't want to say his name wrong. I think I said it backwards. Let me get his name right. Man, they're going to kill me when I get back in the office. Let me get him together in a minute. Real talk, it is what it is. You just got to, you cannot afford or to miss what we got going on where they do that radio for a lot of reasons, because we don't want to lose anyone. We don't want nobody to miss what's getting ready to pop off. If you've been paying attention to what we've been putting out on the radio in terms of the artists getting an opportunity to definitely go nationwide, worldwide, through the use of their content, you need to be very close attention to the website, which is WTDTARadio.weebly, which is WEEBLY.com. Go to the link that says Run the Zone. You're going to see about 3 recent postings of a couple of local artists, you know, saying content is being, you know, considered in this initial campaign. And they're considering all the artists. It's just right now, you know, these are the ones that they've been really looking at over the last 4 or 5 months. And it's going to be a beautiful thing, man. The only way I can really break it down for everyone in terms of what this means is this. All right. It's 22 million people that's on this radio station tonight. A little over 35,000 live that are calling in. All right. Now, imagine, just like how you're participating on a radio broadcast, you can actually participate on a television broadcast. Same magnitude, same structure. Exactly the same thing as, you know, what we're doing on where they do to that radio. The difference is not only can they hear you, they can actually see you. You know, we're visual people, so, you know, we need to see some things, you know what I'm saying? And, well, like I keep telling everyone, if you're loving what you hear,
you ain't seen nothing yet. Because what's getting ready to come down the pipeline is going to be a it's going to be a revolutionary moment. Because for the first time, the fans and the real artists will get an opportunity to be on mainstream media in a way that's virtually unimaginable up until now. And so it's very critical that everybody takes this campaign very seriously and do your part to contribute to this campaign. And I'm speaking to the fans. If you're not an artist, if you write poetry, if you write books, if you write a screenplay, man, I don't care if you can beat bongos and tap dance. Whatever you can do, we need you to definitely come forward with that because there is a place in this for everyone. It's a very, like I say, it's a revolutionary movement that's taking place. You know what I'm saying? We're giving a voice to a culture that needs to have some realness mixed into this, and that's what they're giving us. They're giving us the opportunity to do just that. Like my man MGL, who was just on earlier, you know what I'm saying? Well, MCL, excuse me. You know, this gentleman here is going to be also, you know, an additional addition to the movement. You know, he has a lot of experience with various groups, you know, going all the way back to the original Ghetto Boys of Bushwick Bill, you know what I'm saying? My man Big Willie, Scarface, the whole nine yards, you know, he's one of the first artists that was actually signed to Cash Money, you know what I'm saying? Come to the West Side courtesy of Essential Music Media. Real talk, a lot of stuff is popping off, so you got to get in the game, you know. And I can say it this way: good music is great; it gets you in because now people can hear you. Now we got to make sure that all the I's are dotted, T's crossed with your content, making sure it's filed properly with the Library of Congress, making sure that it's registered with Sound Exchange properly, making sure that we're doing the proper report of use to Sound Exchange for your music being tracked through BDS. Making sure that everybody knows where you're doing it at. And as long as you can comply, as long as you can get this in and do what you need to do, I promise you this will be a year to remember. And it's going to change a lot of young men and women's life because we're going to give them the empowerment to influence others. We're going to give them the ability to create opportunities for others. This thing is huge, but it only goes as far as we allow it. So, you know what I'm saying? That's so. So if you want to know what the bill is, what the deal is, I just gave it to you, Birthmark. That's what's up, man.
Damn right. I mean, that's why I love it. You know what I'm saying? Once again, shout out to what they do to that radio. You know what I mean? Like I say, for the ones that don't know, like I say, and you're not able to answer the phone, because I be running around doing shit sometime, a lot of the time, and also be trying to, try to keep my ears glued to what's going on over there as well. But one of the most convenient things it is for on where to do to that radio, if you're not able to, you know, be on the phone or you're on a phone call, damn it, you can go ahead. If you got the laptop up or your desktop, however you're doing it, you can pull it on up on the site and rock right there live. Why is it going down? And it's so convenient. And I encourage, you know, a lot of the people to be running around as hard as me or even harder, you know what I'm saying, for them to definitely, you know what I mean, stay onto that website and check a lot of stuff that's going out and stay tuned on in. Because, see, I honestly don't even listen to the radio. I listen to where they do to that more than I listen to the local radio stations or whatever. I mean, where they do that radio, keep the phone rant, you know, rocking. So, you know, I just had to put that on out there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that because, you know, real talk, that's the reason why we also, you know, with this campaign, this is why the media tanks are going to be so detrimental. Detrimental. What I mean by this is for all y'all that don't really know what the media tank consists of, it gives you the ability to have access to television and radio for a monetary value, a very small price. But you will get all of our content and all of the artists that are on this radio station coming in through your television all across the globe. Now, I'm not saying we're going to put Comcast and Dish and all these other companies out of business because I'm not going to say that. What I am going to say is this. I told you, I've said it, and I'm tired of saying it. Now it's time to show you what the business is. We're going to take this whole media back to where it once was, which was free for everyone.
and we're going to put this thing on such a level where they do to that radio and all the artists that are included in this is going to get an opportunity to get an opportunity, let me say it this way, to get your content worldwide. I can only say it like this. Go to the website, read up on what the Media Tank does, first of all. Second, understand and know that for everyone that gets a Media Tank, gets access to everything. You know what I'm saying? It's finna go down, man. It's finna go down in such a big way. I can't even put the words. I don't even get in, you know, much sleep. Maybe about 45 minutes of sleep a day because of all this stuff that's getting ready to pop off. But definitely, man, real talk. I got my girl V-Dub. She out there. I'm finna bring her on right quick. Real talk. We're going to definitely go down the line. We're finna see what's up. We finna see what's at. Your birthmark. You already know this. I'm going to mean. So, you know what I'm saying? So, for all my web listeners, all y'all out there, yo, if you don't have access to cable television, we finna change all that. We finna definitely get you in the game. We finna make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to hear you guys on where they do to that radio. Real talk, that's what it is. But, yo, man, just hold the line right quick. Let me get my girl V-Dub on. So we finna definitely let everybody know what's up, what's happening, and where we doing it at. Real talk, it is what it is. Yo, V-Dub, you still riding with me, man?
I'm out here, J-Dog. What's up?
Hey, man, we got a packed house, man, 35,000 and counting, 22 million on Last FM. Yo, man, V-Dub, you missed it. Your boy Philly came on, man. He's still out there. Man, gave us a rendition of Sam Cooke, man.
Dude, I'll play the show back so I can hear that. That's
play
interesting.
It back. Yo, real talk, it is what it is. But, yo, like I've been telling them, you know, I mean, from you're in marketing, V-Dub. You know what I'm saying? You are the marketing guru for where they do that radio. I mean, the impact of the Media Tank coming into the game and what we already have, from your perspective, just really how is this going to really just explain how it's really going to revolutionize the game for a lot of these artists out there.
Oh, wow. I can't stop thinking about the Media Tank, just thinking about the fact that I can turn my entertainment, when I finally do get a chance to watch television type of entertainment, I can turn it on and see my people.
That's
specifically.
Right. That's right.
And myself. And the productions that I put together. So it's just like something that I'm really late on. I should have been had one. I kind of feel bad that mine is not on the way because that's it. That's the box.
That's right. It's the box. It's
the box.
The box that's going to change everything. And it's going
to
allow...
It's like the box that has your wants and desires in it or something. You know what I'm saying? It's exactly what you want and that only. Nothing more, nothing less. And, you know, the dollars that you have to spend for your own personal entertainment. Anyway, you got a choice.
That's right.
Now,
you got a choice.
You know, because that niche has to be filled. You know, we have to be entertained, like, as humans.
That's right.
You can't get around it.
That's right. We have to have something that intrigues
your
mind.
Yeah, that's part of our our makeup.
Exactly.
Or whatever. You have to be entertained.
That's right. And you
and
know,
we're fortunate
enough
to have friends that are entertainers.
That's right. We're fortunate enough to just know 22 million folks that love what we love, and we got over 80 artists on where they do that radio that love giving us real music. So
you can't,
it is what it is, man. So that's what it means, and the world recognizes it. So real talk, man, this is the business. So you just got to lock into it, get into it, do what you got to do. Again, that website is wtdtaradio.weebly.com. Go to the site, go to the link that says see us and hear us worldwide to get all the details on everything that's getting ready to go down. Real talk, man, it is what it is. Like I said, I got a couple more calls I'm going to bring on the line right quickly, though, so we're going to see what's up. We're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what they're doing in that because it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Exactly.
Yo,
what it is.
Last digital number is 5610. You're definitely in the building at WTTA Radio, man. What's up? What's happening? What's good with you, man?
What's going on, Jay? What's going on, V-Dub?
What's up, Legion?
Nada. Getting ready to go head out, go to this other studio.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that dude's staying. Yo, man, that was up.
That's what I like to hear.
Real talk. Now, you know what, Legion, I'm going to put you on the spot just right quick. I got my man Sheen that's out there. I don't think he had a chance to check his Facebook yet, but you had a chance to actually take a look at the promos that are up there. Just for your perspective of what you've seen on the promos, tell the world what the business is, man.
Oh, yeah, as far as the endorsements and the promotion behind the video games, what I saw was lovely. It was wonderful. On both ends. So that right there, I'm excited about it.
That's right.
I wouldn't say it if I ain't mean it.
There you go. Because, I mean, real talk, it's getting ready to definitely change the game in a major way, man. And we want everybody to definitely get an opportunity to definitely understand and know just how far and wide this stuff getting ready to go. But I got a lot of Legion of Legend fans out there. I got some, matter of fact, I got an email all the way from Italy, man. You know what I'm saying? The fans are out there. They want to know what's up, what's happening with you. You know what I'm saying? So while I got you locked in, man, let them know what's good.
Just a whole lot of music. Like you said, man, I'm always working. Excuse the car. That's the last beat. Like I said, head out right now. Working on a lot of stuff. I actually just got through wrapping up two songs for the video game, so look forward to that. Okay, this is the last beat. I got a song for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals, so if you're a fan of the Chiefs or if you're a fan of the Royals, you'll be hearing that song here pretty soon. The tour, where they do that at radio, teamlegion.info. I just wrapped up a song that I wrote for this artist, and I'm gonna see how it goes, and if they like it, then I'll bring them on the air. But that's like the first song I ever wrote for somebody else, and boy, was it hard.
You know, it's doing ghostwriting it takes a skill. Being a songwriter is a skill, it's an acquired skill. You know, you write for yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing, because you know how you're going to perform it. But when you have to put that energy into a content that someone else can take their own flavor and emphasis in, that takes some patience, that takes some skill, that takes some knowledge of the craft. So that's what's up. But these are all tools and skills that everybody's got to require. They got to acquire, man. You know what I'm saying? Because this is going to be definitely something you can definitely use in the future, man.
I'm definitely looking to write some hooks and so if anybody out there they listen to music and they liking the music, you know, I'm not far away from a feature, a phone call or a song. So just hit me up. You know how to get in touch with me, hit up J Dog, you have all the information. You can hit me up on the email, legionoflegend@gmail.com. And I want to send a special shout out, man, on some no homo because it's special, you know. But to old dude, I don't know what his name is, but he been calling on the air and been tearing up.
Yo, that's my man Sheen. That's my man Sheen.
Dude, was he on in Philly?
Yeah, Philly. Yeah, matter of fact, that's him. That's him.
Yeah, major shout out to him, man. When I heard he was 21 saying the things that he was saying, man, he's definitely an old soul and has experienced a lot in life at a young age, man. So what I say to you is keep your head, man. I know you got a lot of built-up anger and frustration in you, man, and I can hear it, you know, but use it in a good way, in a good manner, man, and you're going to kill the game. I'm going to be right there rooting for you, man. So continue doing what you're doing. Continue expressing your views. And that's to everybody, but I'm just to hear so much come out of somebody that's young, you really don't hear that nowadays.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
You don't.
So.
And that's the energy, man. And that's what it's about. It's letting the world know what's up and what's happening, man. Real talk. Like I told you, man, I've said it since the beginning, since we started this thing. Just the potential of what it was going to bring. And like I said, I'm just feel blessed to just be a part of it and to see it just unfold in my lifetime, man. That's real talk, man. To be a part of it and say, okay, this is what's up, this is what's happening, man. Man, like I told you guys, man, and it's not just a saying, this is a reality of life, man. As long as you guys keep bringing the real, WTDTA Radio ain't going nowhere, man. We ain't going nowhere. So, never. So, all you know.
Compliment to B-Dub. For saying, you know, loyalty is key, I remember that.
You remember that. That's
yeah,
good.
I remember that. So it don't matter where I get, where I go in life, how far I blow up, I'm going to call in, I'm going to listen to the radio. If I don't get on the air, it don't matter. I'm still going to have it in the earbud, listening to the radio. All new exclusive music comes to where they do that radio first. Everything comes through this channel.
There you go. This is how you build a network, man. This
More
is how you
network,
build it.
It's family. And inside
right.
this family, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of structure and respect for one another, and, mm-hmm. and that goes beyond just being entertainment.
There you go.
That's real.
There you go.
That's
you know,
crazy,
like
hey, dog, cause that's
I
how we
like
really
call,
are, you know, with each other.
I feel like
that's
I can
right.
call some of y'all and just ask for advice, like, look, this is going on with you got, you know, you feel comfortable with
yep.
people because you're listening to people's views and you know different opinions, so you know you feel more comfortable with them. So I mean that's just this is the perfect outlet. And y'all understand, I've been having to search high and low. You know, I'm 26 years old, and I've never accepted anything that wasn't less than excellent for me. You know, and this
you
is
shouldn't.
An excellent opportunity. I've never been a bandwagon type of guy. Money doesn't move me. You know, I'm here for music, good music, promote good music, establish a good system behind it, and take it through the roof.
That's right, because that's what it's about, man. And like I said, man, the world recognizes it. This is why, man, the world needs more of it. And this is why we're getting to a bigger plateau, so to speak, to definitely be able to deliver the realness, because the game needs us more than we all realize. The industry needs us more than we all realize. Your community, I'm going to get deep with you. The community needs you more than you realize, man. Real talk, we need more of you guys in positions where we can affect our communities in a positive manner. And that's what all this is about, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Matter of fact, dude, I'm going to bring Sheen back on right quick, man. You know, I got a lot of folks that definitely calling in the line, holding it down. We are in extended hours. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't call in before you got the extended hours, you're going to have to do two things. You're going to have to go to Ustream, which is www.ustream.tv/channel/SP Network. When we get to 11:30, we're in our extended hour. We're in the pre-recorded session. So, you know what I'm saying, for all of our callers that are locked in, you're locked in live. We just ride on. With those that are still trying to call in, now that we're in this segment, you need to definitely go to the website. Go to the website, log on, because you don't want to miss what's getting ready to pop off. Real talk, this is the Urban Experience like never before, but we're definitely, definitely, definitely doing our thing. These artists are definitely changing the game. Real talk, yo, Legion, hold the line right quick. I'm going to bring Sheen back on right quick, man. Hold on, real talk, it is what it is. This is the Urban Experience like never before, where we're definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. Yo, Sheen, you still there, man?
What's good, eh?
What's good, man? What's good? I told you, man, yo, it is what it is, man.
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of love, man. I called in the night. Tonight is one of the most important nights for me to listen to this radio broadcast, man. It's just I'm going through a lot right now as a young man. I'm trying to get through life without spazzing on people in Legion. I really understand you right now, man. Like I understand you said don't be spazzing on by you know use it for positive. So that's what I'm trying to do right now. You know, listening to you right there, I just started cracking up because I was like, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, man. I'm not trying to spaz on nobody right now. So, you know, tonight is very important for people and me. Everybody's showing me love, and I really think that I appreciate y'all for that, man. Thank you very much, man.
That's what it's about. Like I told you, man, we got a lot of listeners, a lot of folks that are definitely vibing with everything that's being done. Like I was saying, man, earlier, it wasn't eerie, but when you mentioned Play Fly Away, that's the song that they actually, you know what I'm saying, picked for the promo.
That's crazy.
That's super crazy. That's
tell Sam, we only one step away, man. Hey. DJ Cool, we only one step away, man. You know what it is.
Definitely, definitely, man. Like I told you, man, things are definitely, you know, it's in full swing. All we're going to say is, man, you guys keep doing what you do. Definitely get at us, man.
Oh,
know what's up.
My man is, what's up, Vita? My bad.
Hey. I don't even know if I'm talking to the same person. Wow, growth is amazing. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. You know, y'all like my little flowers. I'm watching everybody blossom and everything. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, a lot of change.
While I'm out here kicking down these doors, let me tell you, these entertainment subsidy people, like the security and the stage people and stuff, man, they can all kiss my grits. I'm telling you. They're going to show my artists respect. I'm telling you. For real.
There you go. They
for real, J-Dog, man. I love Luda Day weekend and all that good and gravy, but y'all ain't that sparkly.
Okay. Hey, you know, I hold it up like this. I say, nigga, if you ain't know where they do that radio, well,
that's
I don't even know.
Y'all don't know.
I ain't beating you. I'm just saying.
These people ain't come to see who checking at the door. They come to see the people that's performing. That's why tickets are being sold. Not because you here, flashlight guy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Flashlight.
Come on. All
you
right.
Know,
so, that's my vent for today.
That's your event for today. We have a vent session. You know, real talk, hey, man, oh, where they do that radio is all good. It is what it is, man. And you know, you just got to let the world know what's up and what's happening, man. I see a lot of crazy stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? I see it. Yo, matter of fact, I got, you know, I'm going to talk about that off the air. I'm going to mention a little bit. You know, got a little opportunity came up for me to do a little FaceTime locally at one of these local clubs. You know,
J-Dog FaceTime, I like that.
Yeah, a little FaceTime, but, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, man. The circles have gotten bigger, and things have gone a certain way, and I'm trying to make a calculated step. So it's like, you know, I show love, you know what I'm saying, you know, and for all y'all that don't know, Sky City will be back in the building at the end of October. So, yo,
fucking now. What's up, Anlo? I just talked to Ant the other day. Matter of fact, that's another one of my jobs now. I forgot all about that.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you, real talk. Now that FaceTime I definitely put in. I'll put in that FaceTime. That's spam, so I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'll be trying to tell people, and I don't be trying to be mean. It's like, dude, I got too many artists, too much content. You know what I'm saying? You know, if y'all want to do something from the club, you know what I'm saying? We'll do the remote thing, you know what I'm saying? But, yo, I got too much shit to do, and that's just the reality of it. It's like content is taking on a whole new level of meaning around here, man. And it's like, just kind of give you the typical day. I spend from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 2, 6 days a week, talking to execs in the industry that's trying to get their artists on where they do that at radio. All right. Then I spend the remainder of the day consulting the artists that are already on where they do that at radio. Make sure the paperwork's together, you know, make sure the promo's properly placed, this, that, and the other, the whole 9 yards. So it's a 24-hour grind. And, you know, so, you know, they want to, you know, get a little FaceTime and this, that, and the other, man. Also, I have Glance Radio as well, you know, being operation manager over there, which is another thing. For all the artists, I do need you to send me an email with times and availability because we do need interviews on Glance Radio. And that runs during our daytime segment. It runs from 9 in the morning till about 1. They're
J-Dog.
Located, you know,
J-Dog, don't try to have that on your plate, too. That's too much.
I'm
you going
to
be able to balance
you.
All that?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I got some help, so I'm going to let my help happen. I'm going to let my help do that. I need to get they faces on the other station as well.
Yeah,
so
I know
definitely.
That, but I'm saying as far as trying to schedule their timing, yeah, right.
Okay. Oh, you know, you're right. I feel like, you know, my help, they said it can handle it, so I'm going to see you know. All right. I don't want to make one of the interns quit already. You might be
like, look, mine did at the celebrity basketball game. One of Charlie game refs asked me, they was like, "Oh, you by yourself?" I was like, "Yep, my intern quit." It was like too much work for him, huh? I was like, "Yep, they can't take it."
This is a battle of the fittest, right? You got a man, but you know, it's all good. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying what's real and what's up, man. Real talk, like I've been telling everybody, man, this is going to be a real special week, so you do not want to miss this, man. And like I said, I appreciate, you know, all the love, all the support, all the fans, all of the artists doing what they do. Real talk, you know, we couldn't do this without you guys. So as long as you keep doing what you do, we ain't going nowhere. The FTA show will be live on Thursday. So definitely, if I have your email address, Facebook, you know, if I got your contact information, you definitely get the link, so you can definitely tune in to follow that as well. Man, what else? I'm missing something. Also, the official kickoff for My Spotlight Online kicks off this week. We're talking Wednesday of this week. Mark it down on the calendar, MySpotlightOnline.com. Yes, the social site you have been waiting for. And so we have exclusively where you can actually go directly through where they do that radio to actually join. You can actually join now, but it gets released to the world on Wednesday. And, man, this thing is going to be off the chain. We're talking about an entire social site dedicated to artists, local, as well as already established artists, where they can network, where they can kind of come in, get their grind on, the whole nine yards. It's getting ready to be huge. Huge, and it's brought to you by my man A.R. Kyrie with Warner Brothers Universal. Shouts out to you guys. I know you out there listening. Real talk. I told you I ain't going to forget about you, man. I had to look at my list. I almost forgot about you. I had to put it out there. Real talk, it is. MSO is going to launch this week, this Wednesday. And, yes, I did get a couple of emails. I have pushed back the date for Kenfolk to be released. We will be commencing mid-October with the first episode of Kenfolk. And for all y'all don't know what Kenfolk is, it is the screenplay that's going to be featuring a lot of your well-known artists in an acting role on where they do that radio. Real talk, so you get a chance to see them act. You get a chance to hear them do what they do best, which is the great music. I'm just telling you, man, it's a lot of stuff, man. You just got to get in when you fit in. Real talk.
Jay, am I still on?
Yo, you on, man?
I got something to say. No, for real, though, because we I decided to turn Great A's into a movie, so now we looking for a couple actors, man. Whoever want to play some roles, some mob bosses, some people who fall off, some people, you know, who got a lot to do with rising up and falling in the game. Whoever want to actually take place in my little story, man. I got a couple spots, a couple 20 spots for a couple actors. You know, singers, whoever want to do it. We're going to actually film this. It's going to be in black and white. I need to get y'all suits together. You get y'all nice little dresses. We're going to take it back on them. So, you know.
Okay. Well, hey.
That's all I got to say, man. I'll let you take it.
Okay. Well, I tell you, man, hey, that definitely sounds like a plan because, you know, with Kenfolk and then with the project that you got going on, that can definitely work, man. We got room on the network, man. We got room on the network to take it to the masses in a major way. So, real talk, like we done put it out there. You know what I'm saying? Now, V-Dub, give them the number where they can get at you so they can definitely go ahead and get the sign-ups popping off.
You know what? I think people scared to call my office. So, here's my cell number. 678-650-9512. What happened?
Uh oh. You put your cell phone out there. Do you know what you're doing?
And look, I got something else for you. I just took some promo photos, some real nice, sexy promo photos. Whoever called me and just asked the question about Famous James, you'll get a free photo.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Where Miss Rare Breed at? See,
get my girl Rare Breed on here too. She know what's up too.
Man, look, boy.
If we package this thing up now, it's gonna get kind
of. Oh my God! I was just saying, man. You and Rare Breed, man, y'all doing it to me every time, man. Real nice. You know what you're asking for?
Don't be blowing J-Dawg email up asking subliminal questions. If you want to know something, call the sources.
That's right. Call the sources. Call Vita. And call Miss Rare Breed.
Oh, wow.
For real, please do that because I'm for real. Phil, you just do not understand, man. We got a campaign. We got a winner. The campaign is win a date with the Virgin Sex Symbol. Now,
that ain't me, Sheen. That.
She's saying, no, man, it ain't me.
Yeah.
Yo, so I put the photos in the magazine, and why did I do that? She was like, well, these are nice photos. I'm like, all right, I'm going to put them in there. I put that shit in the magazine, man, and I've been getting some crazy-ass messages, so I was like, yo, y'all got to ask females some questions, man, because this is not a dateline, man. I'm just saying, I'm just letting you know, man, hey.
We're going to take some pictures of Mr. Sheen, throw it in the mag. We want to do a contest like that, too. Shit.
Okay, I'm trying to tell y'all now and put it all in the media tank. For real.
Yeah, in the media tank, man. All I'm saying is y'all better be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Real talk. Hey, I have an official off the hook. Real talk. Y'all got to get at the sources. They will answer your questions as long as you don't come at them. All kind of ways. I mean, I'm just saying. It is what it is. Well, yo, we wildin'. It is what it is, man. This is what it's about, man. Labor Day, they say this is the day you're supposed to kick back and not work. And I feel that all the stuff that I've done was not work at all. It was, I enjoy every minute of it. And, man, I continue to definitely look forward to being able to really turn this thing up a notch. And I can say, man, yo, media tank's going out right now. Matter of fact, also, I'm going to put this shout out as well. For any listener that's out there that has a child that receives reduced or free lunch, there's a campaign with Comcast where you can actually receive a computer and internet access for under $10. You can call the number, which is 678-534-8447 for more details. Pretty much, this is a nationwide campaign to get every, child that does not have a CPU in the home an opportunity to do so. It's brought to us courtesy of Comcast. The program is called Internet Essential. So definitely hit us up so we can definitely, get you plugged in, because we want to make sure that our youth definitely get locked in. I'm going to let you know. Y'all been getting some emails like, well, what kind of laptop we're going to get? Now, you got to understand it's for the kids now. So we ain't going to send you no tricked out, laser scan laptop. This is for the kids. But, it'll be able to do all the other stuff that any other computer can do, but it's for the kids. But real talk, definitely get at me. Again, the number is 678-534-8447 if you definitely know, a child that definitely deserves an opportunity to have internet access that presently don't have it, because they will also get the reduced internet access plus the actual laptop. But that's what's up, and that is the business. Real talk, man, this is what I'm finna do. I'm getting the thumbs up. Sponsors like, yo, man, you gonna run our commercial? You gonna do this? I was like, yo, this is how we do. We have a packed show tonight, so y'all gotta excuse me if I didn't run nobody's commercial tonight. But what I'm gonna do at the end of the show is I'm gonna run the commercials. Real talk, it is what it is. That way the sponsor won't be all that mad with me when I get in the office tomorrow, because I already feel it coming. It is what it is. Definitely, man. Real talk. Josheen, where I got you locked in, man. Anything else you want to let these fans know before we definitely crank it up and kick it in another gear, man?
Man, if you ain't listening to WTGTA radio, y'all some lame ass niggas, cuz. That's all I got to say, man.
Dang, that's, I would feel bad if I wasn't listening right now.
Hey,
I wish it was something to tell them. I just said that for no reason, because they ain't listening. They're just some lame ass niggas.
Yo, it's all good. It's all good. Real talk. See y'all wildin', man. But it's all good. Real talk, man. I'm going to let my man Rob Hood ride this thing. This thing is called What It Is, What It Do. Real talk. This is WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You got to get in where you fit in. This is the ride on the wild side.
Rob Hood. Hey. It's my day. I'm getting money, man, like a 100 grand. Dashed in my mama's crib, racking broke things. Do amazing things that you never can. And y'all already know who I'm mad at. I'm feeling fly, my money looking fine. The mama wanna holler, tell her to get in line. This time I'm focused mine, you haters make way. Dead County, County with a big ol' AA. I make the earth proud, cause my truck's full. You can hear me 12 blocks before I come through.
got a plan to make $1 million. You down with it, money, money, just holler. $6 cash, no discount. Stayed home for 3 days, you got low count. Since I'm never flawed, they know I stay high. Say that I'm a star. Hey, don't hate, keep trying. My clock counts money, tell them no time. The hood love me, man. With a full block, making it rain. From the floor to the rooftop, I got swag. Man, I'm talking big. The money is my girlfriend. Yeah, that's who I'm with. Bitch, take the rose. She heard I'm on my shit. I just take your throne, take your throne. I'm red. I'm on my grind all of the time. Getting money, right on time. I just looking fine, cause I go for mine. Run the phone, yeah.
Get ready. Ooh. I never lost you, I think I will lose my Control your mind. God in County, Johnson County, several counties around in the metropolitan area that are experiencing some of the similar things, as well as other cities and other states where you may live, or you know, your backyard, back door, whatever they call it, you know, like the neighbor states or city, they might be experiencing the same thing. As far as media goes, what I did at radio for me is an outlet that I picked up on, and we talk about a lot of urban awareness. We play unsigned talent. We play the new music verse, and it gives young artists, independent artists, the chance to really express themselves and really, you know, take their music to the next level of being exploited in a positive manner. A lot of different internet based websites and things of that sort, or you know, we're in a turning point, and it's getting to the point where a lot of music is being promoted, you know, and we want to just build a structure behind promoting the music. You know, the internet has already created the base of diversity where anybody can get on there, you know, but through certain structures, through internet radio, we want to build the right type of structure to where we can exploit the right type of music and in the right manner. Urban awareness, like I said, is a tough job. It's definitely a tough job because in the inner city, you struggle and you have created already a mind state or a pattern for yourself that what I do works and what I want is something that I may have to take. Instead of what you want, you may have to work for it. And that's one thing that we want to build awareness on also is if you want it, work for it, you know. And if I have the means, then I'm going to give you the means so you can work for it. I'm not going to necessarily hand you money or hand you a job, you know. I'm going to present opportunities so young African-American men, women, young Caucasian men, women, Latino, Mexican, Asian, Korean, it doesn't matter your nationality. We're here to build awareness and give opportunity. And that's the only way that we're going to change the face of this planet is by starting from the root. And the root being the lower class people, everyday people, the working people, the common folk, you know. Anywhere from lower class to middle class is where it's going to change. Upper class people, they have money, they have budgets. They're not necessarily worried about the same things that we're necessarily worried about. So I'm speaking directly to you, you know. I'm speaking to the people that are like me. So with this music, I feel like it's a wonderful outlet. It gives me the opportunity to excel in something I like to do, as well as guide other people, give back. And I hope that throughout the course of my career, then more and more people will start to see a change in my city, Kansas City, Missouri, as well as other cities that I can lend a helping hand to. But I encourage everybody in their own city to do as much as they can in their own city. So it'll be a faster reaction. It'll be a quicker response. And if we can do that, then well, I'll be good to go. Like I said, Sleeze and the Legend, signing off, Urban Awareness, I live. Yes.
My name is Holland. Who is Holland, my dad? Holland is a father. Holland is a son. Holland is AYPHIV, HF, WM, Men in Washington. Holland is a Trinidadian. Holland is also a U.S. citizen. Basically, when I get myself into it, I deal with a lot of artists that are from the area. Me coming from to the states, people will not do for you more than you do for yourself. They tend to cling to their family now. In the states, I have no family. I have to talk to my mother. Gain access. You know?
And this system, that's when money starts to talk.
Much respect to everybody that's out there in the world that's supporting me, showing me love. That's respect to the movement that I have going on here. Basically, what I do is I help promote other artists through myself. As I stated before, my name is H.A. And how I came up with that name was simple. There was another artist, his name was H. It was H, and he was out in Florida. He's from the Delaware area, but me being the person that I am, I want the full glory of what I have. So I basically Googled H, because that was going to be my name. I Googled it, H, and I came up with him. You know, so I found him, and I felt to myself like, you know, if he put in the work, he worked hard enough to find a name that was unique, and I wasn't going to step on his toe. So, you know, I sent him a message like, you know, I see that your name is H, so I'm going to step off of it. And that's when I added the IV. As time moved on, I found myself in a situation where people would say, how do you pronounce this? Or how do you say this? That's when I came up with H is just a cool letter TV. Altogether, I had over 250,000 views when it comes to just actual YouTube footage. I'm doing pretty well for myself and my business as far as the Watch Me brand. So it's been expanding. You know, I hear a lot of people out here saying Watch Me nowadays. And I really like to credit myself for that. So, you know, that's hot. Much respect to James Wallace, who is the director of Where They Do That At Radio, which is being spoken nationwide at this time. Watch me. Tell them that I didn't mean you or not me. They already know how I'm doing it. You just watch me.
You showered me with love. And now I'm telling the world that I love you, mother. I love you. I love you, mother.
I had this little bad thing, something like the tins. Slaving in the mad brain, something like the whiz. But you see the sad thing, fucking with it is the chick ain't even had brains, dummy like a bitch. So I try to show her about the world and about just who we really are and where we've come and how we still have to go really far. Like, baby, look at how we live broke on the boulevard. But all she ever want me to do is another bar. And all I really want is for her to go down low. Before you know it, she wet enough to get down slow. And all that deep shit I was previously down for, replaced by freak shit I am currently down for. You see, I peeped it, pussy is power. That proud feeling we get knowing that pussy is ours. And how he feels after that feeling you feeling when you be drilling that shit. Got a thing, you be killing that shit. And all the pain the world caused, she be healing that shit. And all that ain't your girl, dog, but you be feeling that shit. You just want to tell her everything she might need. But in the meantime, it's lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights.
now everything just seems so right. How you make the darkness seem so bright. Feeling like things gon' be alright. Light, please, turn off the light. But now everything just seems so right. How you make the darkness seem so bright. Like things on the sea, all
around me. Hotel mirrors on the ceiling. She says she wanna blow L's. I hear her and I'm willing. Every time I smoke, well, a nigga mind gone. So that every word I spoke, well, I'm trying to put her on, but she couldn't hear me. I told her all about how we've been living a lie. And that they love to see us all go to prison to die. Like, baby, look at how they show us on the TV screen. But all she ever want me to do is unzip a jeans. And all I really want is for her to get on top. Before you know it, she working, jumping, and non-stop. And all that net shit I was previously confident. It's now that wet shit that I'm currently lost in. And why that sweat trip, I am reminded. All the times my brother told me that pussy is blinded. I'm finding the more I grow, the more y'all seem to stay the same. Don't even know the rules, but yet y'all trying to play the game. And ain't it shameful how niggas blame hoes for giving birth to a baby that's a true to make. Coward nigga, you a fake. How you gonna look in your son's face and turn your back? Another family dog, what type of shit is that? She said it's okay, rubbed my head and told me to relax. Lay the nigga down proper like she was recording tracks. And I know you wanna change the world, but for the night, please. Just reach over and hit the light, please. Light, please, light, please. Turn off the lights. But now everything just seems alright. How you make the darkness seem so bright? Feeling like things gon' be alright. Light, please, light, please. Turn off the lights. Now everything just seems so right. How you make the darkness seem so right. Feeling like things gon' be alright. Light, please. Light, please. Light, please. Light, please. Turn off the light. Light, please.
It's real talk. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know exactly what it is. Yo, it's been real. It's been real. This is WTTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Real talk, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is Labor Day weekend. Well, actually, Labor Day weekend is come and gone. New day. And today is the day that we definitely, you know, change the game. Real talk, we appreciate all the love, all support. Everybody definitely holding it down, doing what they do. Real talk, this is your host, J-Dawg. You got your girl V-Dub riding shotgun with me, holding it down, doing what we do. Real talk, it is what it is. So like I've been telling everybody from the very beginning, man, yo, this is not the end of anything. It's only the beginning. So all you got to do is just definitely get in where you fit in. I'm going to be riding with my man DJ Devil tomorrow. UK, Ukraine's going to be in the building. I'm going to have my man, you know what I'm saying, from all over the globe. We're going to do a worldwide mix. Yo, y'all definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to definitely get it in on WTDTA Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to the national artists that are changing the game. It's all that and then some. But, yo, in order for you to learn something, you got to be here in the building to find out what the business is. Real talk, shouts out to MCL, holding it down early part of the broadcast. You already know what it is. Y'all know how it goes down. We're going to be back tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time for the grind on WTDTA Radio. Peace.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there. Choice I leave to you.